Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parak Vav Mishnah Beis and Parak Vav Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Vav Mishnah Alf, the Mishnah taught us that when a Nachrim and a non-Jew shares a chatzar, shares a courtyard with Jews, then he's prohibiting the Jews from carrying in that courtyard. The Mishnah is going to discuss the status of a tzedoku, of a tzeduki, of someone who's a type of a sect of a Jew in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, who accepted the Torah Shebichtav, the written law, but did not accept Torah Shebaalpeh, did not accept the Gemara, did not accept the Mishnah, did not accept the oral law. Now, the Gemara Maseches Shabbos explains, number one, in introducing this Mishnah, that there's a chesure mechzer, which means that there's a part of this Mishnah, Parak Vav Mishnah Beis, which is actually missing. What should the Mishnah say, says the Gemara? So the Mishnah should begin by saying, number one, that a tzeduki is like a nachri, and therefore prohibits Jews from carrying in his chatzer, or in his mavoi, in his courtyard, or in his alley. That's opinion number one. But Rabbi Gamliel says no, that a tzeduki is not like a nachri, is not like someone who is serving idols, and not like a non-Jew. That is the machlokas in our Mishnah. Based on this, our Mishnah begins. Rabbi Gamliel said, Masa b'tzduki yacha, there was a store with a particular tzduki. Shoyadari mana b'mava b'Yerushalayim, he shared a mavoi, an alley with us in Yerushalayim. And he basically gave up his rights in it so that we could carry in it. V'amar lanu abba, but our father told us. So Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne was the Nasi right after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who's very well known, was the Nasi in this period, just before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So our father told us, Maru v'hotziu es kol hakelim l'mavoi, hurry up quickly and take all of your vessels, all of your utensils, all of your items out to the mavoi, out to the alley, to take possessions of the rites that he abandoned. Ad shelo yotzi v'yesor aleichem, before the tzeduki carries something out to the alley and takes back his rights, and therefore prohibits you from carrying there. That although the tzeduki abandoned his rights, gave up his rights, he could reclaim them by carrying into the alley, and this would prohibit the alley once again. Therefore, in order to prevent this, Rabbi Gamliel's father advised his household, to take possession of the alley quickly by carrying some of their utensils out to the alley, and this would ultimately finalize their acquisition of the tzeduki's rights to the alley, and he'd no longer be able to undo the transfer of his rights to the other members of the courtyard. So that seems to be the first way of understanding the story, which we see from here, that a tzeduki can permit carrying in his courtyard by abandoning his rights to it, and since only a Jew can permit a courtyard by abandoning his rights, we see that according to Rabbi Gamliel's father, Rabbi Gamliel, we clearly see that the tzeduki was a Jew with regard to an Erev. However, there's another version of this story. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beloshon Acher. Rabbi Yehuda told a different version of what Rabbi Gamliel's father said. Maru v'asu tzarchechem b'mavoi ad shelo yotzi v'yesor aleichem. He said, hurry up and carry what you need into the alley before Shabbos begins, and the tzduki prohibits you from carrying into the alley. Meaning, according to this version of the story, Rabbi Gamliel's father considers a tzduki like a baal avodah zara, like a nachir, like a non-Jew. Therefore, abandoning his rights would have accomplished nothing, and he would prohibit them from carrying into the alley as soon as Shabbos begins. And that is what Rabbi Gamliel's father advised them to carry out what they needed before Shabbos. So we see a bit of a machlokas in our Mishnah based on these two versions of the story regarding the status of a tzduki. Do they have the ability to abandon their right to the mavoi or the chater, to the alley or the courtyard, or not? Continuing now with Parak Vav Mishnah Gimel, as the Mishnah is going to teach the halachos for abandoning rights in a chater. Says the Mishnah, Anche chater sheshachach echad mehem velo eirav. in a situation where people who are members of the chatzer, they made an Erev, and one of them forgot to join in the Erev, and in order to permit everybody else to carry there, he gave up his rights in the chatzer, in the courtyard. Says the Mishnah, it's forbidden for him and anyone else to carry between the chatzer, between the courtyard and his home, because his house and the chatzer are now separate areas, they're not together. However, it is allowed for him and the other members of the chatzer to carry between their homes and the chatzer. Since he abandoned the courtyard to the members of the Eruv, their houses and the chatzer are considered the same area. And even the resident who forgot to join the Eruv is allowed to carry because he is now considered like a guest of the other residents. Now, the opposite situation, Nosnu lo Rishusa, if the other residents abandoned their rights in the courtyard to the one who forgot to join the Eruv, who mutter? Now, he's permitted to carry between his house and the courtyard because once they abandon their rights to him, the courtyard and his house are both considered his rishos, his domain, his area. V'hein asurin, but they're now not allowed to carry even between his house and the courtyard because many people cannot be considered the guests of one person. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hayushnaim, if there were two residents who forgot to join in the Erev and the other people who live there abandon their rights to them, they prohibit each other from carrying between their houses and the courtyard because they are not joined together in an Erev, right? They're no different from a courtyard containing only two residents who did not form an Erev. And since the courtyard, as the Bar Tanur points out, is owned by both of them together, whereas their houses are owned individually, the houses and the courtyard are considered separate domains, and it is forbidden to carry from one to the other. Now, even if one of them went and abandoned his rights, gave up his rights to the other, they are still prohibited because these two individuals never acquired the rights of the other residents of the courtyard, and the people, therefore, who forgot to join an Erev always prohibit one another. So what's the general rule when it comes to this? Number one, she'achad notin rishos, v'notel rishos, that one resident who forgot to join the Erev can permit carrying, either through abandoning his rights to the residents who joined in the Erev, or through receiving rights from them. Or shnayim nosnim rishos ve'enot limrishos, but two people who forgot to join in the Erev can allow carrying only through abandoning their rights to the residents who joined in the Erev, but not through receiving rights from them. Have a great day.